Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report. Are you a home-owning empty nester? You could be contributing to the housing crunch for families that need room to grow.
It's one less home that a millennial of kids could occupy.
You'll find out what you can expect from the storm that's moving into Southern California for Easter weekend. And a controversial nonprofit with familial ties to an Orange County supervisor gets some breathing room in a call for accountability. Good morning. It's Friday, March 29th. Good Friday. I'm Suzanne Whatley. You're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Millennial parents in LA own the lowest percentage of family-sized homes in the nation for their generation. LAist housing reporter David Wagner has more.
The bottom line, empty nesters in LA just aren't downsizing. High home values and low property taxes, thanks to Prop 13, have combined to create a big gap. A recent Redfin analysis found baby boomers with no kids at home own more than twice as many large houses in LA as millennial parents. Daryl Fairweather is Redfin's chief economist.
Because of the scarcity, it's like if a baby boomer is occupying a home, that's one less home that a millennial of kids could occupy.
Some older homeowners realize their adult children need help to stay here. Some are building ADUs on their properties and turning over the main house to their children and grandchildren. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
Voters did recently modify Prop 13 to make downsizing more tax-friendly. You can read more from David's series on the lack of family-sized housing on our website, LAist.com. Most of the Southland is under a flood watch due to the coming storm. Forecasters expect the heaviest rainfall will be from before dawn tomorrow until around noon. The National Weather Service says the chance of thunderstorms has ticked up slightly. Winds are expected to reach up to 40 miles an hour in some areas. Heavy snowfall is also expected in our mountains above 6,000 feet. A winter storm warning is in effect from late tonight until Sunday evening for the San Gabriel Mountains, including the Interstate 5 corridor and the Ventura County Mountains. A nonprofit with ties to Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe and his daughter will have more time to show what it did with millions of taxpayer dollars. LAist's McKenna Sievertson reports.
Viet America Society's lawyer, Sterling Scott Winchell, told the OC Register that the nonprofit will be able to prove how it spent $4 million earmarked for meals during the pandemic. That's after a pair of county deadlines earlier this month came and went. Winchell told the Register that Supervisor Doe's daughter, Rhiannon Doe, is no longer involved with the organization. He also claimed she was never in a leadership position. She had been listed on state and county records for the nonprofit since at least 2022. Winchell said the tax documents have been refiled without her name. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
Supervisor Doe and Viet America Society's attorneys did not respond to LAist's request for comment. You can read our series of reports on this investigation at LAist.com. Today, the Los Angeles County vote results from this month's primary election will be certified. This update now from LAist's Caitlin Hernandez.
The formal name of the process is called the Official Canvas of the Vote. It outlines certain days when ballot counts get updated and are made public. And now, on this last day, officials attest that ballot totals are complete and accurate. After today, the ball goes to the Board of Supervisors. Then the Secretary of State files a statement of the votes by April 12th. That's why we really have election month instead of election day. With the introduction of same-day voter registration and expansion of mail-in voting, there's a lot that needs to be verified. For LAist 89.3, I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
Just ahead, the latest on a request for state universities in California to extend their acceptance deadlines because of the FAFSA mess.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price, after escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Back now to the LA Report. Dodger Stadium was packed and full of joy yesterday afternoon for the home opener, with fans taking off from work to see Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-1. The betting scandal surrounding the two-way stars on the minds of many. Ohtani says that his former interpreter, Ipe Misuhara, stole $4.5 million from him to pay off gambling debts. Major League Baseball says it's investigating the claim. Dodger fan Julian Vettorazzi of Pasadena said that he hopes the matter can be settled soon for Ohtani's sake as well as that of professional sports.
He's a player that everyone looks up into, not just only Dodger fans, but, you know, everyone around the world. He's got some serious going on, so we just hope for the best for him.
It's alleged that the now-fired interpreter placed bets with an Orange County bookmaker who is under federal investigation. The University of California system says it has no plans to push back its May 15th registration deadline. That's according to our media partner, CalMatters. And that is despite an appeal from over 30 state lawmakers in a letter asking the state's public universities to postpone their enrollment deadlines to at least June 1st. This is in response to ongoing issues with the federal financial aid application, the FAFSA. A UC spokesperson says sticking with May 15 will ensure that students and campuses have ample time to prepare for the fall semester. A spokesperson for California State University would not say whether that system will shift deadlines for all of its campuses, but some CSU campuses have already moved to June 1st. In today's forecast, with the storm moving in, you can expect partly cloudy afternoon skies and cooler high temperatures, mid-50s to mid-60s. For listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.